From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. With several huge explosions, a project of enormous proportion is officially getting underway in Panama today. The Panama Canal is being widened to accommodate the huge container vessels that are beginning to dominate world shipping. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is at the canal where a kickoff ceremony took place earlier today. And Lourdes, I can hear from behind you there is a huge rainstorm going on.
There is an absolutely enormous rainstorm going on here. It started as a sunny day with such a festive atmosphere. The president of the country, Martin Torrijos, was here along with former President Jimmy Carter. Lots of fanfare, thousands of people. And there were two huge explosions right on the banks here of the Panama Canal that sort of inaugurated this mammoth project that's going to be undertaken here in Panama that is supposed to take several years until the year 2014. And that year is not a coincidence, of course, because the Panama Canal was first opened in 1914. So it'll be 100 years later that this expansion will finally come to fruition.
And what exactly are they going to do to widen the Panama Canal?
Well, what they're doing is building another lock, which will accommodate larger ships, and then they're also deepening and widening one of the actual channels in the canal. So one of the explosions that we heard today was indeed on the banks of the canal, where they're going to start dredging and excavating to allow for the passage of larger ships.
And, yeah, that's, as we mentioned, that's the main reason for doing this is that ships have gotten so big.
Ships have gotten much, much bigger. I mean, this canal was a marvel of its era, but that era was almost a century ago. And so no longer can these super container ships, which are sort of the linchpin of global shipping, make their way through this passageway. And Panama felt it was very important to be globally competitive. The canal is not only sort of something that's important for global shipping, but it really is important for the psyche of Panama. Panamanians really identify with the canal. And so, and there's been a lot of competition or a lot of talk of competition from neighboring countries. Nicaragua is talking about building its own canal. Even Colombia has sort of postulated some plans. And so really Panama wants to remain competitive, and that's why they say that they're undertaking this.
So if Panamanians identify with the canal, would most Panamanians approve of this project to widen it?
Well, absolutely. This was put to a referendum. 66% of Panamanians approved of the widening of the canal. So when you talk to Panamanians on the street here, which I have over the past few days, they really feel that this will bring them jobs. They really feel that this will bring them increased opportunities. This is a very poor country. There is a high rate of poverty in Panama. And so the idea that the Panama Canal could be expanded and that would bring more business, more shipping business, more companies, attract more people to Panama, many of the Panamanians that I spoke to, especially of the lower classes, do believe that this will really help the economy of Panama and help Panama in the future.
And what would the opposition be?
Well, the opposition to this has been that it's a question of financing. This is a $5.25 billion project. It's publicly financed. And the question, of course, is will it come in on time and will it go over budget and will it bankrupt Panama? I mean, this is a really large undertaking for such a small country. So people who have raised questions about the expansion of the Panama Canal cite this as one of their main concerns.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro speaking with us from the midst of a torrential downpour on Paradise Hill on the banks of the Panama Canal. Lourdes, thanks very much for braving the rain to talk to us.
You're welcome.